All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? Welcome back for another episode of Wheel Wednesday. I'm Scott. That's Nick. Yeah, he knows his name. That's good. So we hope you had a good Thanksgiving and a Thanksgiving Day holiday. We hope that you caught some Black Friday deals if you were looking to.
Did you do any Black Friday shopping? Or Cyber Monday shopping?
No, not Cyber Monday.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know that it looks like a lot of people messaged us, and I hope you were paying attention to our story during Thanksgiving and Black Friday. I tried to put up anything I saw that was related to somebody having a sale.
Any of the deals they had going on.
As I promised I would in the last podcast. So we went ahead and we did that stuff. So hopefully you were able to get in. We have seen not only orders obviously coming in, but we've seen people commenting on different posts or whatever it may be, or messaging us saying how they finally got that second set. They got some spares. They got whatever. So
they've been looking at for a while.
Yeah. So
waiting for that little discount to come in.
Yeah, or whatever they were running. You know, maybe sometimes they were running a site wide thing. Maybe it was, free shipping. I don't know. Whatever it was, but you know, hopefully you took advantage of it and you were able to get yourself the wheels that you've been waiting for at a good deal. And I don't know. So if you did, thank you. If you didn't, still good to see you here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have moved on. So it's a busy week around here. I'm leaving for L.A. tomorrow and going to work on this thing. Well, I'm going out there to do some stuff in our other location, but also I'm going to probably head over to Motor Trend. They're doing a Week to Wicked, which is happening right now at Super Street.
You didn't tell me anything about this.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. So,
well, if you would have told me, maybe I would have, you know, bought a ticket and gone out. We could have, but anyways, that's beside the fact. So thank you for letting me know, Scott.
Yeah, they're doing a Week to Wicked, so I'm
fact,
probably going to
check for a plane ticket tonight.
Nice. I'm probably going to head out there and – well, not probably. I'm going to head out there and link up with those guys. And I don't know. I think we're just going to be doing some stuff on the wheel that they're doing. They're working on a BRZ, which is kind of – we're in the middle of day three. So I'm going to try to head out there for tomorrow, Thursday, day four.
Really? Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. So that's what's going on around here. I don't know. What else should we jump into?
That's pretty much it. I spent my days off working. Well, not like actual work, but like doing stuff that I've been like putting off for the longest. Like I had to paint my bedroom. I had to work on the car. I have an issue when I'm braking. It's wobbling like crazy, one of the wheels, and I couldn't figure out why. I didn't take the time to figure out why. So I jacked up the car. Turns out the control arm is shot. Well, the bushings in the control arm are shot.
Yeah, so you should replace the control arm.
So I'm just going to replace the control arm. Yeah. And that's pretty much it. I was checking everything else out. It was snowing on Monday. So Sunday is when I decided to prep for that. Yeah. So I had to do new tires and everything. So
right.
Just trying to deal with the winter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in full effect now. Let's see. If you haven't seen it already, make sure you head over to – well, if you want to watch it, I don't know. Head over to our YouTube channel. We put up on Friday, Friday.
Our Koenig vlog.
Yeah. So that's kind of us running through our take from behind the scenes at SEMA. And I don't know. I'm still on that thing of like I don't really know why anybody would really want to have – the behind the scenes of us, but if you want to check it out, it's there.
I think it was pretty interesting just to show what we were doing. I mean, for the most part, it's like behind the scenes stuff of everything we were filming and a little bit of some of the other stuff that we did. I don't know. Maybe if we did some, I don't know if we can get into like business stuff or anything like that. I mean, for the most part, it's just like running meetings and stuff like that. I don't really think that's important anyway, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you guys are watching or listening on iTunes and you have any comments, we definitely like to hear them.
Yeah,
it's kind of new.
Feedback would definitely
it's kind of different
be nice.
For us to do that kind of a content thing where it's more about actually about us and kind of the experience of going to SEMA and the behind the scenes of what it takes to kind of muscle through SEMA week. So maybe that's something you like. Maybe it's too long. Maybe it's too short. Maybe we didn't get something that you were hoping to see. And maybe that's just not at all what you're hoping for. So
Give us some feedback. Like we also mentioned, this is my first SEMA, so a lot of it is kind of just me experiencing things for the first time. But like Scott's 14th SEMA or something like that. Yeah. So
anyhow, it's up. If you want to go take a look at it, yeah, check it out. We put it up on Black Friday, thinking that maybe people would be comatose by their turkey and want to check it out. So go ahead. Let's see. Let's jump right into a little topic-y today. So we're going to be quickly talking about center caps. I don't think it's inherently exciting, so we won't spend a ton of time on it. But we are going to bring you a little bit about center caps. You know, primarily there are a few differences in center caps, and we get some weird questions that come in through. And
what do you mean by differences? Like types of material they're made out of, or style, or
material, styles, sizing, how they snap into a wheel, how they bolt onto a wheel, how they screw onto a wheel, how they pop into a wheel, etc. And that changes, you know, the cap. Caps have different heights. So each one of these things probably is its own topic, and I don't know if I want to jump through everything in one time.
So what's the main purpose of them? What's the purpose of having center caps? Is this to kind of close off the wheel and make it look cleaner?
So we obviously have to put, with a wheel, you're going to always have a center bore drilled into the back so it can mate to a hub, and usually use a hub ring there to adapt and get the right alignment.
Right.
But also, you know, when you look at a wheel balancer, it's got to go through – that cone goes through the center part of the bore to center it onto the wheel balancer so it can be balanced.
Right.
So, you know, there's a decorative cap that essentially goes over that.
Now, just to cover that so that way you don't have to
– Yeah. I mean, mostly aesthetic. I mean, are there some benefits to having a center cap on the wheel, like not getting debris and water and different things into the center bore that will sit now in there and then fling off onto your car as you drive,
right?
Or kind of just stay in there and kind of corrode the hub further? Absolutely. A lot of it, in majority of it, is aesthetics, right?
Okay.
So there are some things, and again, I'll briefly touch on them, but I'm not going to get too much into them. Things like people ask us for what's the size of your logo or the size of the center bore, so I can go ahead and order different caps from, let's say, another company or something else.
Right.
And there's a reason for that that doesn't work, and we can get into that at another point. A lot of it, just to be real quick, has to do with the dimensions on the cap. And I'll bring in a cap for an example. This cap has a few different dimensions. One is obviously the logo dimension. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty straightforward dimension. The other one is going to be the type and style that is actually, you see, like, this is a plastic center cap, and what ends up happening here is there's almost like a tapered step.
Right. So it can click into the
wheel and stay tight. So when people say, like, oh, well, what's the size of the wheel, the center bore, so I can place the cap, if we gave you just this one size, it wouldn't really be all that helpful. In one way, it would be, because it would give you, you know, kind of the size of the cap you needed to narrow down in.
Right.
But the depth of this locking distance and how we machine that tapered seat so it can snap in, and how tall that is, and
right,
all that stuff matters. So you can put a cap into your wheel, and then, you know, 27 minutes later, it flies off once you get up to speed. So there's a reason that, you know, I always say, hey, look, if you're going to change out a cap or you're looking to change out a logo, just measure the cap that you have, the logo area, have somebody make you a new logo. Like, anyhow.
Yeah.
Then there's other things, like people ask, are there taller caps for the wheels? Generally not, you know. Mm-hmm. Not always, but sometimes they might have a hub or something that really protrudes further.
Oh, and it's rubbing up against it.
The cap can't get in, so then they can't run center caps.
Is that something common, or is it?
It can. Most of our wheels now, we try to do our best to make sure that there's enough hub depth, so that you can clear those hard to fit, you know, tall hubs.
Right.
But today's purpose, again, there's probably a bunch of little offshoots we can do of center caps.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure that that's going to be super interesting. But basically what I wanted to get into today is the question that we get about center caps and how they secure into the wheel. And people might notice that when it comes to some of our truck stuff and when it comes to more specifically the flow-formed caps, mm-hmm. that a lot of the flow, I think almost every wheel except for the dial-in, the flow-form caps actually, we have them so they screw onto the wheels.
Right.
So sometimes we get questions about why not, you know, like that whole thing.
And they're all metal or some of them plastic? And
so on our flow-form caps, the dial-in is plastic, and I think, and that was one of our really earlier on smaller flow-form wheels. And then pretty much everything after that, you'll see now that it is a it is this cap right here, which is like a billet aluminum, and this cap is made so that there's three screws here that secure it to the wheel.
It looks like there's five, but it's actually three.
Right.
The purpose for that is so.
Well, that's aesthetics to make it balance, to make it look.
Well, right. Yeah. Well.
But so you mean, have we have these three caps, right? You have these. Good. Yeah, you don't need, it's overkill. Yeah, you don't need. So so there's three attachment points here, and those are held on by a screw that's like this. I don't know if we can, how we can.
I don't know. Maybe we'll release some B-roll of that later.
Yeah, not that we need it. But anyhow, so this is the guy. It is a drop on the table type of screw. It's a hex Allen key type of head. It's, you know, I'd love to have the size, but this is the guy right here. It comes with your wheel. Comes with every wheel and every center cap. And there are these three attachment screws. These screws are stainless steel because we do not want them to rust. And on top of that, they are made to secure this cap. So there's two things about this. The first reason is, why do we use a cap on the flow form stuff primarily that is
metal?
Well, held on with
screws.
Okay. The reason is primarily when we started to do the flow form stuff and we really got into the fact these would be motorsport used, you know, a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at NASA racing, SACA racing, a lot of these different race series.
All the requirements for the track.
Yeah, a lot of them, what they do is they basically say that they either prohibit the use of center caps, because what happens with a plastic center cap is it's fine for street driving, it's fine for most uses, you'll never have a problem with it.
Right.
What ends up happening is when you torment your car on a racetrack and you're hot lapping and your brakes are glowing, like when you're really taking your car to that extreme,
it's getting really hot.
That heat translates into this cap, and what ends up happening is these prongs a little bit, and then all it takes is this plastic ring here, I mean this metal ring here, to pop out, and then this cap comes off. Now, that's not our cap. That's going to be almost every single
plastic
cap, and plastic is used quite a bit, and it's not just for the cost of it. But a lot of times plastic is used just because of the fact that plastic has a much higher shelf life and longevity than some of the metal caps. And that's because, you know, plastic just doesn't degrade. And on top of it, it doesn't add really any weight to it. And in addition to that, it will weather many, many, many years of use and environment.
Right.
Right, so that's a conscious choice that a lot of times we make, and that's why in the most mainstream stuff we do use
plastic.
But
like if you're on the track and this flies off, then it can be on the track, and those companies don't want.
So most racing series basically prohibit the use of center caps.
Any center caps, not even metal ones.
Well, and so there's the gray spot. I mean, I'm sure you'll find documentation that says no center caps. Period. And that's why a majority of them don't run them. But we acknowledge that there's also going to be days where, like autocross days or whatever it may be, where the rules are going to be less stringent.
Right.
Right? Less strict. And when they're less strict, we wanted to make sure that we still had people covered. And then you weren't penalized by running your wheels. You know, like for a guy that's going to go from the street, drive to the track,
into the track,
race his car, and drive home. We didn't want him to be penalized by always having to take center caps out or whatever. So we made a conscious effort to do a cap that's secured on with screws, because it would not – one, it's metal. So there is no issue if, you know, if you bring those – the wheels to the higher temperatures.
Right.
And two, well, if the brakes are higher temperature and translates out to the wheels. Mm-hmm. And two, they're held on by these screws. So that is the main reason that you'll see the flow forming – the flow-formed wheels with this type of cap. One other thing I want to mention, since we're talking about caps and screws that relate to this cap, is that this is an Allen key. If you're familiar with Allen keys, this is not a big Allen key. This is a tiny Allen key. This is a tiny screw. I believe it's a one – it's in – yeah, it's like – it's an M. I want to say like it's an M4 or something like that. I can get the specs. We can maybe throw them in here.
Maybe. Probably not.
Anyhow, anyways. Right. Probably not. So, but basically, the point I'm trying to make with this is you do not need to take this and tighten this screw to the maximum capacity of its threshold. I mean, it's just. Do not over tighten these screws. They're not. They're only meant to hold the cap on, not hold the wheel to the car.
Right.
And we get a lot of people that just want, like, they'll be like, oh, I tightened it down. I broke the screw. Or they'll say, I don't want to say a lot. We don't get a lot. We do get the question.
Yeah.
I broke the screw. I tightened it down too much. I can't get the screw off. Stuff like that. And. It's just too, like, you don't have to put it on that tight. It needs to be put on, snugged up, right?
Also, make sure it's tight enough, because if you don't tighten it enough, then you can potentially loosen and fall out.
Yeah,
from driving.
Yeah, I mean, not, you know, most of these caps, if you tighten them up and just snug them, you know, to whatever, that's good enough. I mean, should you recheck them every once in a while? Sure, not a bad idea. Especially if you have your wheels balanced or anything like that, always check up on the guy that tightened up on those wheels. But here's another tip, little pro tip action. Just a gentle touch of anti-seize on the threads, just on the tip of the threads. So when it goes in, to minimize any corrosion or anything like that before you tighten the screw down, and you should be good to go. You know?
Yeah.
Just don't lead into it. There's no need to it. Just, it's like, you know, nothing crazy. So that's it. That's the basic on center caps. You know, we got this guy right here. We got this guy right here. We got some screw attachments, your Allen key. So this obviously comes with every single wheel. They're on the bottom of the box. We generally make sure that these screws are installed on the wheel in the box when you get it. So this cap and this Allen key will be in its own little package on the bottom of the box, taped under the wheel.
And those will be in the wheel.
And these will be in the three holes, mostly threaded in onto the wheel.
So now what happens when or if you lose a cap or you lose the screws or whatever? Can people order those from us?
Yep.
Or
so this – yeah, I mean if you're a flow-formed guy, this part number is cap FFB, so Frank Boy. And this screw part number is screw FFB, Frank Boy. So, yes, you can get replacement screws and and, you know, it's nothing crazy.
Cool. And because that's a question we get all the time also.
Where can I get replacement hardware and stuff?
Yeah, replacement hardware, replacement center caps. There was that one guy at SEMA, if you watch our vlog, that we found his car with – he was missing three center caps.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what he said happened to them. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I remember at this point either.
Watch the vlog.
Yeah, so – but basically – you can order replacements of these. You can order replacement caps if you lost one, screwed one up, gouged it, I don't know, something, scratched
whatever
it,
happens
something
to
that
it.
Effect. Those are all pieces that we offer replacements on. For regular center caps, we offer replacements and we carry accessories far beyond the life of the wheel. So when we discontinue a wheel, we do continue to make accessories on a supply and demand basis.
Right, because people still have the wheels long after they're discontinued.
Yeah. So I mean, but what people should understand is that at some point, once we get past the shelf life of a wheel, you know, let's say a few years out, if the demand for that has dropped off a cliff,
you won't make them anymore.
We'll stop. Yeah. So, you know, for people that message us and they have a wheel that's 20 years old, first off, congratulations, because we get the email. I mean, every single day we get an email or a message that basically says, I have a Koenig Theory, I have a Koenig Tantrum, I have, you know, an Imagine.
I know. Somebody actually just posted I think they were asking for center caps. Some page I was on, they were asking about center caps. Because they had three of them. They were like, oh, does anybody know what logo this is and what wheel this is? I'm trying to find the fourth center cap. It was that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we get that question a lot. Theory, Quiz, all these different wheels that we used to make. You know, it's incredible to me that these wheels are still out there 20 plus years after. And some of them still look pretty good. So caps like that, we generally don't have. And finding them is going to be extremely difficult. So, you know, Craigslist, eBay, kind of doing some homework and finding there's some cap resellers that have done their best to scout out old stock and sell them. It has nothing to do with us. And if you're that far down the road and we don't have them, it's going to be very difficult to find. So that's things. But it's the nature of what it is. It's also hard to find you know, throttle body gaskets for, you know, original Mitsubishi throttle gaskets for 2G DSM.
Are you talking from experience, Scott?
Well, I'm just saying. Like, I mean, I have a stock on them, and no, I will not sell you any if you need them. But
so why even mention it?
Well, so when we were reaching that end point for some of the Mitsubishi DSM stuff that was getting produced by Mitsubishi,
you decided this is probably something I'm gonna need. So
I had purchased some extra accessories that I thought would be pertinent to me if I was to ever get back in DSMs. Valve cover gaskets, throttle body gaskets.
Was this for? Was this for the Evo you had?
No, it's for my. It was for DSMs. Yeah, I had a lot of DSMs. Valve stem seals, and just a bunch of stuff. And yes, you could probably get them head gaskets. I bought a bunch of meta head gaskets, but yes, you could probably get them. You know, used or I mean, not used, but like an aftermarket. But I liked a lot of the Mitsu stuff. On anyhow, I digress. This doesn't matter to you. Bottom line is, hopefully,
sure you keep your Allen keys in a safe place so you don't lose them, like I almost just did.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea to keep the Allen key, you know, in your glove box,
or at least figure out what size it is. Was it like a 3 or 4 millimeter?
Yeah, I forget, it's a standard size. But you know, keep it in the thing just in case. You know, you ever like go to have your wheels rotated and they want to rebalance your wheels.
Keep it in your glove box next to your wheel lock.
Oh, you mean the wheel lock key?
Wheel lock key.
Hey, listen, I'm not telling you that you should keep your stuff there. It's not an endorsement from me. Anyhow.
We also don't endorse the use of spacers.
Well, there's that. So, anyhow, we got anything else we want to add? We didn't really do the question thing. We've kind of been preoccupied.
No. I think that's it. We have no questions. We did not post.
We didn't do anything
about questions this
week.
We
didn't. So, if you have any questions you want for next week,
drop them down below.
Or put them somewhere. Do something with them. Let's see. We have some content coming your way. Nick is working on a bunch of podcasts that we did at SEMA with some cool people.
Yep.
We have some more sponsorship stuff coming your way. We also have a bunch of car – we have a couple of car walk-arounds.
Right. I think we've got two right now in the pipeline. So
we got a couple of those, and we have another piece of content like we had done with our wheel offset video. If you haven't seen that yet, go check it out. And I don't know. So that's what we got going on. Feel good? We're ready to wrap it?
I'm ready to wrap it up.
Okay. Well, listen, we are excited that we were able to bring you this exciting topic of wheel center caps. I'm sure you're enthused. If you wouldn't mind, since we always forget to do this in the beginning, if you can give us a thumbs up, a like, subscribe. Because, like, you know, there's a bunch of you that watch these things and aren't subscribed. Just saying, YouTube tells us all this information.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and punch that button.
Leave some comments below, questions you have for next week.
Yeah. And, all the good stuff.
Yes, that's it.
All right. So we will catch you next week. Yeah, we'll catch you next week. And if you want to see any more about any of our other podcasts, head over to koenigwheels.com/podcast. And we'll catch you next time.